Wayne Bennett retired after 38 years with the New York State Police in 2007, soon after he was hired by the city of Schenectady to become the next Commissioner of Public Safety. The man who led the state police in the search for notorious escaped murderer Ralph Bucky Phillips in 2006 was tasked with reforming the Schenectady Police Department in the aftermath of a scandal that included the arrest and resignation of several officers. Upon being sworn into office in September 2016, Police Chief Eric Clifford praised Bennett for his leadership in transforming the city.
"We've had many improvements over the last 9 years under Commissioner Wayne Bennett. My challenge is going to be with all officers is how do we get better? How do we get better at doing what we're already doing right now?"
Bennett set out to reform city practices and procedures. He worked alongside former Mayor Brian Stratton and current Mayor Gary McCarthy, with whom he also served as deputy mayor. Daily Gazette editor Judy Patrick said that while there have always been great police, there has been noticeable change in the city.
"Today's Schenectady Police Department, you don't hear about bad things in Schenectady very often at all. We don't write those stories anymore. Not because we are ignoring them, because they're not happening."
As Public Safety Commissioner, Bennett also oversaw the city fire department. Fire Chief Ray Senecal remembered the commissioner as a fair but firm leader with 5 decades of experience.
"As an example, there's not a lot of agencies that have chief officers that have somebody that they can talk to that have more experience than they do. For instance, I have nearly 30 years in this business, and I'm able to talk to an individual has almost 50 years. That's not very common, so we appreciated that. We appreciated that experience and that leadership here in the city."
Senecal recounted high-profile incidents that benefited from Bennett's experience in coordinating communication between city fire and police, including the deadly J Street fire that destroyed apartment buildings across from City Hall in 2015. City Council President Lisa Perrazzo recalled Bennett's professionalism and dedication to the job, but said her fondest memory of the man was his encouragement of new hires and first responders.
"He was so encouraging to our recruits because he knew they were going to have quite a challenge in front of them, you know, and he was so supportive to our first responders because he knew that they lived every single day with challenges. And, you know, Commissioner Bennett came to the city at a very troubled time, and through his steady, consistent, integrity-filled leadership, that really changed."
Albany County District Attorney David Soares, heard here on WAMC's Vox Pop program, remembered speaking with Bennett, who was then state police superintendent, when Soares was new on the job.
"And I remember just as being very new in office and having to deal with some pretty heavy cases. And, you know, when you pick up that phone and you're calling for assistance from the New York State Police and a man of the stature of Mr. Bennett comes walking through the door, it does provide you with a sense of relief. And he's always gave me the feeling that, if I'm here, we're going to be in it together."
Services for Bennett will be held today from 4 to 8 p.m. at the State Police Academy at 1220 Washington Avenue, Building 24 in Albany, and on Saturday at St. Mary's Church at 10 Lodge Street, also in Albany. There's more information, including a link to Bennett's obituary, at WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.